Several years ago, I gave a talk about writing for the children at an elementary school, just a few days after Valentine's Day. I happened to have my idea book with me, which I showed them. In it was a Valentine's poem that I'd written for my wife. I'd given her a different one that year, so this was my spare. The children insisted that I read it to them. The poem was about all the things that I'd do for my wife if she'd be my Valentine, like planting new flowers, grilling her favorite fish, and kissing her, oh, for hours. When I got to the kissing part, the kids went, "Ooh!" So I asked them whether or not they ever wrote poems, or anything else for that matter, for the people they loved. They, of course, thought the notion was pretty yucky. But then we talked about how it was important to let those close to us know that we loved them. And I challenged the kids to a school-wide Valentine's Day poetry contest the next year, for which I would supply the prizes. There were no real contest rules except that their poems couldn't have "roses are red, violets are blue" in them. Their poems were fresh and remarkable. Here, for example, is one by Christina, a fourth grader. It's called "My Brother." He's not the best, but if he were the best anything, he would be the best pest. Ever since we had the baby, everything Mom says is maybe. How embarrassing, because when my friends come to play, Barney is on every day. Even though he's a pest, a baby, and all the rest, like Barney would say, I love him, he loves me, we're best friends, like friends should be. There was a long, intricately rhymed poem by a fifth grader about her love of candy in all its delicious forms, which she titled "My Sweet Confection Affection." And then there was this take on the nature of love from Jose, a fourth grader. "Love is warm as a fire. Love is like a river. You can dam it up or let it flow. Love is hot as the sun. Love is like a candle. You can blow it out or let it burn." But my absolute favorite was the poem of a first grader named Garrett. He called his entry, "Things I Love." "I love my baby dogs. I love my mom. I love my cats. I love my toys. But most of all, I love life." Zorba, who was much older, couldn't have put it any better.